From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this local news update. A jury trial is set for February for a Juneau man accused of trying to run down police officers during last Saturday's pursuit. 23-year-old Cecil Trent Easley faces five felony assault charges and one charge of failing to stop for a peace officer. Easley was indicted by a grand jury on Wednesday and was arraigned in Juneau Superior Court this morning. Trials are frequently delayed because of evidence or witness availability or because of conflicts with other court proceedings. The same judge is scheduled to preside over an unrelated homicide trial during that same week. Next year's harvest of pink salmon in Southeast could be more than double this year's, according to a forecast out this month from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. They're forecasting a commercial catch of 43 million pinks in 2017. That compares to this year's harvest of over 18 million humpies. Bartlett Regional Hospital announced Thursday that at registration, its patients will now be asked for their gender identity. Patients will also be notified that they are protected against sex discrimination. The hospital says the changes are in response to federal regulations tied to the Affordable Care Act that require health care providers treat people in a way consistent with their gender identity. The hospital's registration forms now ask for gender assigned at birth and gender identification. Options include female, male, intersex, female-to-male transgender, male-to-female transgender, other, and an option to decline. Denise Plano, Bartlett's Director of Quality, says it's an important rule that the hospital is pleased to comply with. The Obama administration has removed the Arctic Ocean from any new oil and gas leasing for the next 5 years. The Interior Department announced its new plan for offshore leasing in federal waters this morning. It does not include any new lease sales in the Beaufort or Chukchi Seas off of Alaska that had been included in an earlier draft. The plan does include one lease sale in northern Cook Inlet in 2021. In a written statement, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said the department is foregoing lease sales in the Beaufort and Chukchi due to unique and challenging Arctic environment and industry's declining interest in the area. In the year since Shell abandoned its high-profile effort to drill in the region, several companies have given up the leases they already held there. ConocoPhillips is getting out of the natural gas business in Cook Inlet. The Houston-based company said Thursday it's selling its Kenai LNG plant. For nearly 50 years, that plant was the only export facility of domestic liquefied natural gas in North America. In an emailed statement, spokeswoman Amy Burnett says Conoco wants to focus on its North Slope operations. Immonic's damaged sewer system, which left hundreds without service this week, has been jump-started. Yesterday, a team from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the Remote Maintained Worker Program began restoring the utility service. YKHC Director of Environmental Health and Engineering, Brian Lefferts, directed the effort and says RMW saved the day.
We often joke that it stands for real miracle worker.
The pump fix is only temporary until contractors can install new ones, but does mean the village's schools and health clinic will be able to reopen. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom.